This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Chris Hartges. Chris is a senior PHP engineer at Moontoast and is best known in the community as kind of the guy that talks about frameworks all the time. So, Chris, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. I got a couple questions I'd like to ask you. Actually, I've got three questions I'd like to ask you. And the first one is, are frameworks a bad thing for PHP developers? Or are they a good thing?
Well, you know, Cal, I've touched on I don't know how many frameworks, not only in PHP, but in I've played around with Ruby on Rails back in the 1.0 day. I've played with Django quite a bit. And I think frameworks are a good thing because anything that promotes structure for your a good thing. One of the problems with PHP is that it's so easy to get into using, and because it's so easy to get into using it, you also end up picking up a lot of bad habits right from the beginning. So I look at it in terms of a framework will provide you with structure, and chances are, unless you are Rasmus Lerdorf himself, you probably need some structure for your application.
Okay. Very good answer. Thank you. Now, you talk a lot about frameworks, both in the PHP community, and as you said, you've played with other type frameworks, and you're recognized by the community as one of the experts. If you could talk to all of the heads of the frameworks out there in PHP, what's the one thing that you would want to tell them?
Well, you know, I can't think that there's only one thing I like to tell them, but there's, you know, a few things that I think that they would like to hear. And these are more generic things. The first thing to focus on is for most frameworks, their biggest failing is not how they've been architectured or anything like that. It's about documentation. Documentation. I won't use any framework that doesn't have clear, concise documentation. Life's too short to spend your time hunting around in the internals of a framework just to how to figure out how to do something very, very simple. So one thing I would tell them is put an emphasis on documentation. The second thing I would put on, I would tell these people is that stop talking about how fast your framework is, because nobody really cares. Nobody wants to build anything real cares about how fast your framework is, because I would imagine for, you know, 999 out of 1,000 frameworks, you're going to have problems with I/O, not with how fast your framework is. You're going to have problems getting data in and out of your database or your data store. You'll have problems reading things off disk. You'll have latency across the network. So when I see these benchmarks about here's, you know, I know Paul M. Jones, and I know he does an awesome job of doing these benchmarks, but really, I think they're useless because they're talking about one very narrowly defined situation. And chances are, if you're building an application of any size, you're going to be I/O bound, whether it's talking to your database or reading stuff off of disk. So please, please, please stop with the benchmarks about proclaiming how fast your particular framework is. And I think the last thing I would tell them is do everything you can to make your framework as extensible. Have a small core and then provide a system if people want to extend it. Because, you know, everybody has their own ideas on how to do things, and a lot of these frameworks promote there's only one way to do stuff, but it sure is nice to be able to take a core of a framework and extend it, add your own functionality, add plugins, add helpers, all that sort of stuff you see in every framework. So make sure there's lots of documentation, stop talking about how fast your framework is, and make it easy for more experienced developers to extend the framework itself.
Wow, excellent advice. Thanks for that. Okay, third and final question. Talking to the other end of the spectrum, people that are new to PHP, what advice do you have for them when selecting a framework?
Well, I think one thing to remember is that despite what some frameworks will say in their documentation, frameworks aren't about making things easier. They're all about what you're willing to put up with. For beginners, people who are new to PHP, I would say you're probably going to want to go with a more full stack solution, something like Cake or Symfony or, you know, even Zen Framework, even though it's a little bit more modular, because you're going to want to have all those things provided for you, all the typical plugins, auth plugin, access control, you know, model view controller type setup. So for beginners, you want to concentrate on learning a subset of PHP and not have to rewrite all these things for yourselves. And then once you've gained more experience, then you can start looking at some of the more lightweight frameworks. And I also want to talk about something. I was thinking about this today when we're talking about the questions, that as far as frameworks go, I think there's really a dividing point now, that when closures became available in PHP, you now have, you can almost neatly divide frameworks into those which are taking advantage of closures and those which are not. You have Lithium. I know that Matthew Weir O'Finney, the Supreme Ally Commander, has been talking about using closures in Zen Framework 2. So that's something to consider as well, depending on what version of PHP you want to use. It seems there's a dividing line right there, and every new framework that's coming out seems to be trying to go the lightweight method and focusing on using the features of the language as much as possible.
Excellent advice, Chris. Thank you so much. Okay, real quick, what is your local user group?
Well, there is a local user group in the, because I'm just outside Toronto, so once a month I like to hop in my car and venture through the rush hour traffic and get down there. It doesn't have its own website, but you can find it on meetup.com. Mm-hmm. You can look for the GTA, that's Greater Toronto Area, PHP User Group.
Excellent. Chris, I want to say thank you for the time you've given us today, and thank you so much for all that you do for the PHP community.
No problem. Thanks, Cal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.